Experts say human trafficking is so lucrative because it's easier to cover up and the penalties are less punitive than drug trafficking. It's also harder to prove, and the so-called commodity sometimes consists of victims who have, at some point, consented to it. Delegate Ron Bell says much of that will change under the bills that are advancing, which include creating new felonies for trafficking in persons for forced labor or sexual servitude.
We are going to put anyone who solicits an underage prostitute on the sex offender registry. We've expanded the forfeiture rules. This is actually a financial crime. People do it to make money, so we've dramatically expanded the ability for prosecutors to go in and take those assets, whether not just the cars under current law, but everything they can trace back, all the profits they can trace back, will now be forfeitable under the human trafficking statute. We have additional, made it easier for the officers to find it. We have some additional training pieces.
Bell says these are still preliminary steps to address an ongoing challenge. He adds that as law enforcement and subsequently lawmakers learn more about these crimes, additional legislation will be crafted to prevent traffickers from circumventing the law. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.